It's a good night, friend. A good night for damn sure, he hollered into my ear, and I felt his spittle on my face. Out of the mouths of fools comes information. Quietly, I asked him, why is it a good day?
Haven't heard? Redskins are through.
His voice was grating, high-pitched, like manhood had skipped him over. That's so. Almost couldn't bring myself to believe it. Not with my teacher's ways. He knew enough big medicine that, even with my gun, I wouldn't have placed myself ahead in a fight.
Killing the buffalo herd is what done them. Good folks like you done their part. And us killing the rest just done them in good.
His shout echoed off the saloon walls, and his five compatriots cheered. The other patrons, maybe seven in all, followed suit. Congratulations. It was a dry remark, intended for this horse turd to leave me drowning in my whiskey. But fate has a way of getting you where she needs.
Wish I could have been with that bad hand outfit, bagging themselves a white one.
My blood ran cold, and my voice eased into a whisper. What? The man grinned, eager to tell a story.
Oh, yeah. Sons of bitches were ambushed up at Palo Duro Canyon. Bunch escaped, of course, but five of his scouts tracked down some medicine man who was protecting a white buffalo.
The soldier snickered as I stared unblinking out of the corner of my right eye. Whiskey had gone to his head, and he was oblivious to my fury.
Savage was praying some witchcraft or another the whole time when they cut up with him. Shot the big white bastard right through the head. Way I heard it was that it had markings all over it. Like some kind of heathen scripture. Devil worship or some such.
The Yankee sighed, like he was recounting some dream he'd had on the plains.
The Redskin collapsed after that, from what I heard. Screamed all kinds of hell till the scouts killed him too. Slit his throat for all his hollering.
I passed the whiskey bottle to the man, and he nodded.
Thank you kindly, friend. Forgot to tell the strangest thing.
He uncorked the bottle and stared into the brown liquid swirling beneath.
Spoke some English at the end. Said plainly, Black Magpie will come.
The soldier took a swig of the whiskey and sighed deeply, his eyes wide and wondering.
That's what they called the boy who ran with Quantrill up in Kansas. The one those rebels were all superstitious about.
I turned in my seat. The kid saw the mark under my left eye and froze. When fate flips the cards, calls your chips, it's always unexpected. The gun was already in my hand. Hadn't been aware I was reaching for it. Smoke and thunder roared, and the glass in the Yankee's hands exploded. My aim was never off. The bullet had found his eye, blood pouring from the liquefied remains of his socket. He tumbled off the chair, and I was already turning on his companions. They were drunk, stumbling and crashing to raise themselves from the table where they'd been gambling away their money. I took my time. Cold fury in every bullet. I emptied the five chambers on two men. Dark maroon blossomed under the first man's blues as his heart futilely tried to pump life through him. A dark stain spread through his trousers. He hadn't even tried to shoot. His companion had found both his kneecaps were now a shattered mess of blood and bone. He screamed like a woman in birth. They don't tell you how they scream. How it warms the soul. Most patrons were spilling out into the night, or trying to turn tables upright so I wouldn't see them. But not the three remaining soldiers. A brown-haired mouse of a man fired, but it went wild and shattered a bottle sitting behind me. I walked forward as his companion fired, and the wood in front of my foot splintered. I walked forward. The third man had managed to point it at my chest, before I knocked him to the floor with a fist.